Horrid Henry's Revenge. Slap. 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 Pinch.
Mom! Shrieked Peter. Henry slapped me.
Did not.
Did too. And he pinched me.
Stop being horrid, Henry, said Mum.
But
Peter started it,
shouted Henry.
Did not, wailed Peter. Henry did.
Horrid Henry glared at Perfect Peter. Perfect Peter glared at Horrid Henry. Mum went back to writing her letter. Horrid Henry lashed out and pulled Peter's hair. He was a coiling cobra, unleashing his venom.
Yee-hoo!
Shrieked Peter.
Go to your room, Henry, screamed Dad. I've had just about enough of you today. Fine, shouted Henry. I hate you, Peter, he shrieked,
stomping up to his bedroom and slamming the door as loud as he could.
It was so unfair.
Peter was never sent to his room. Horrid Henry was sent to his so often he might as well live there full time. Henry couldn't burp without Peter trying to get him into trouble.
Mum, Henry's dropping peas on the floor. Dad, Henry's sneaking sweets. Mum, Henry's eating on the new sofa. Dad, Henry's playing on the phone.
Horrid Henry had had enough. He was sick and tired of that goody-goody, ugly-toed, tattletale brat. But what could he do about Peter? He'd tried selling him as a slave to Moody Margaret, but Henry didn't think she'd buy him again. If only he knew how to cast spells, he could turn Peter into a toad or a beetle or a worm. Yes, wouldn't that be great? He'd charge everyone 10p to look at his brother, the worm. And if Peter Worm ever wriggled out of line, he'd be fish bait. Horrid Henry smiled. Then he sighed. The truth was, he was stuck with Peter. But if he couldn't sell Peter, and he couldn't turn Peter into a worm, he could get Peter into trouble.